Today's learning shall be Leilinishas of Chaim Luz of Shemshaya, Moshe ben Daniel Rivka bes Moshe Israel, Shlomo Nachman Moshe, Bishchus for Shlomo of Chaim Moshe Malka, Mibrach Basar Malka, and for Matritz Mefegedino, this would be a schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Lamed Gimel, we'll finish that up today, hopefully, and still finishing up in the Tfilas Mincha. So over here, Sif Beis, okay? So this is something that many of us may not do, but it's a pretty simple thing to do. We've already discussed it in the past, but now we're going to discuss it in Negea to Mincha. Im yesh le'mayim, if a person has water, tzarech lito yigadov kedei l'spal, he has to wash his hands in order to daven. And this means washing your hands up to your wrists, ideally. If you don't have enough water, up to your knuckles, but ideally up to your wrists, you should wash your hands. Afa pishen yedei l'ham shim l'chloch, even if you have no knowledge, you have no reason to believe or assume that your hands got tame or dirty, you just wash your hands. Certainly, if your hands are dirty, you're working on something and your hands are dirty, of course, you have to wash your hands before you daven. You don't go talk to the king, and definitely not the king of kings, without dirty hands. But even if not, you should wash your hands. V'lo yivarech, you do not make a bracha on this. Says the Rama, v'afilo oimim mi limudai, even if you're sitting and learning, and you get up to daven mincha, yitol yadav l'tvilo, you should still wash your hands. Mechaber continues, Vim ein loy mayim uzamanim. What happens if you don't have water? Ein tzarech lito, you don't have to wash your hands. We'll see in the Mishabura what you should do at that point if you don't have water. Says the Mishabura, Siv Katan Tesvav, tzarech lito yadav, bein letvilas amincha, bein letvilas arev. This is both for tvilas mincha or to marev. The mitzvah lito yadav letvilas, the mitzvah to wash your hands for tvila. Now, if you're davening mincha marev together, then you don't have to wash you don't have to go out and wash your hands again. But this is assuming that just telling us that this rule that about washing hands for tefillah doesn't just apply to mincha, but applies to marav as well. Says the Mishabura, Sikat and Tezayin. Afal pisha einai yedei, even if you're not aware that your hands are meluchluch, that they were dirty or they became tame, and you're supposed to wash your hands before mincha, is even if you don't know. He says what I just said. If you wash your hands with tefillas mincha, in other words, you daven mincha marav right away, or you just had a couple of minutes in between. So you're careful that your hands shouldn't touch anywhere that would make them tame. Ain't tzarech lito yadav l'tefillas arev, you don't have to wash your hands again to tefillas arevs. Now, in theory, the same thing would be that if you wash your hands with tefillas shacharis and you were not mesiach das from your hands all the way till mincha, now, unless you daven shacharis extremely late, it's going to be a difficult thing to do that you wash your hands for shacharis and you weren't mesiach das from your hands all the way to mincha. But in theory, you would not have to wash your hands again. It's just more practical. It's more practical in the case of mincha marav. Now, the Ramah threw in over there, which I skipped, the Ayin Lel Simen Tzadik Beis Sif Heis. What is he referring to? Hey, no, Madam Avayasham. This is what he explains over there. The Afila Hoya Yadayim Eluchlachos, even if your hands were dirty, V'noytil Yadav L'Tvila, Enim Avarach, you don't make a bracha for davening. We only make the bracha in the morning when we wake up, and we make the bracha in the Tilas Yadayim for food. We don't make a bracha when we wash our hands for Tvila. But Ayin Lel Simen Zayin Sif Alef Mishabrura, and see over there further in the Mishnah Brura. The over there, what he's discussed over there, if somebody went to the bathroom for Gedolim, whether or not he says, and then he's going to daven mincha, whether he said daven or shachris or any tefillah, he says, netilas yadayim. There are shitas that you do, however, we follow the, over there we come out, we follow the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, which is, we only say netilas yadayim in the morning when we wake up, and we say netilas yadayim when we wash our hands. When we come out of the bathroom, the only thing we say asher yatzeh, even if we're going to daven. Then we said that even if you're standing up from your learning, the Rama said, you still wash your hands for davening. Great, Salima. The mistamalei nagavem tzalim v'makam etunav. Certainly, while you're learning, you're careful not to touch any part of your body that would make your hands tame. Afila hachi mitzvah lito b'shvilat tefila. Still, there is a mitzvah to wash your hands for tefila. Now, he brings down just very interesting. We'd like to know why we do things. Why is there, if I'm learning, I know for a fact my hands didn't come tame. Why don't I have to wash my hands? He says something very interesting. He says, sherei tefila hi b'makam karban atam. He brings down from the prisha. What we learned this already. What is the mincha? Mincha is in place of the carbon tamid. Now, when you and the kahanim had to wash their hands before they bought the carbon. So, therefore, since this is our carbon tamid, it's only appropriate. It's only appropriate to wash our hands. He brings down over here from the Chesed La'alafim that Sharabim ain't chayshim litlas yidayim klal. There are many people who don't do this. But over al divrei chacham is rechayin lavracha b'dvarim kalam. And you're being over on something that chacham would tell us to do, on something that's very easy to do. We walk into shul. There's a sink over there. It's not really that big of a deal to wash your hands, and it's really something that we should do. Kasam agan ram dekol makom im natan l'tfila v'hifzik b'lima then tzarech litol shein. Instead, if I went into daven mincha, I wash my hands, and I realize I'm not daven mincha for another 20 minutes. So I sit down with a sefer to learn. Says you don't have to wash your hands. Again, u'b'shabbos and mafsikim and mechiras hamitzvos tzrichin leitol sheinus l'tfilas hamusa. Very interesting. He says that where they sold the aliyas, you were mesiach das during that time, and therefore he says you should go out before musaf and wash your hands again. Elim kein lo yasiach dai to mishmiras yadav. Unless you were conscious to make sure that you wash that you're not being mesiach das from your hands, you should actually on. We don't do it on a regular Shabbos. We do it during Yom Tov. But we sold the aliyas, and then we had to create a satira. So before Musaf, we should go and wash our hands. El Yerabba Kasa, the Chosman Shem Beis HaMedrash, Minastam, and Kansir Das V'chena Minik. However, the El Yerabba writes, like we do, that since we are in the Vismedrash, we can assume that we were not Mesiach Das from our hands. In the Vismedrash, you need to be careful not to get your hands Tame, and therefore, if you wash your hands for Shachar, so you don't have to go in and wash your hands for Musaf. Latvila. Now, very interesting. So, let's say you're having lunch, right? In yeshiva, you had lunch, and then mincha is right after lunch, and you washed by lunch, right? And so you said, oh, you know what? I'm washing by lunch. I'm going to have a mincha right after, so I'm going to be careful not to be mesiach das. It says, no. This rule that you're supposed to wash your hands with tefillah does not help a washing for eating, does not help for the washing for tefillah. Aval. Natila shachra shanata. Now, except by the way, when you washed your hands for eating, you said I'm having in mind that I'm washing my hands for tefillah. Also, then it would help. But generally, we don't do that. So therefore, even if you ate lunch and then immediately after lunch you're davening mincha and you washed by lunch, you should wash your hands again without a bracha. Aval natila shachra shanata shekami mitasev leisichdaite. When you wash your hands in the morning when you wake up. I can remind everybody, we discussed that preferable to this Natilas Yadayim in the morning should not be done in the bathroom. So, but we also said you should wash Natilas Yadayim, you should wash Negel Vasa as soon as you wake up in the morning. So the best idea is to really, you know, you go to your bathroom, unless you have a sink outside your bathroom at home, you go to your bathroom, you wash Negel Vasa as the first thing, right? Even before you go to the bathroom. Because you are not supposed to touch any part of your body, definitely not a part of your body that is open into the inside of your body before you did Negel Vasa. So you go ahead, you wash Negel Vasa, you use the bathroom, take a shower, get dressed, and then go downstairs and you have a regular sink there, wash your hands, and you can make your own Latil Sudayim and your Asher Yotzer at that point. We won't go through the whole sugi again. So then we said that if you don't have water, then you don't have to, but what should you do? You should rub your hands like we learned back then. Make sure to rub between your fingernails, whether it's a coarse towel or on something else, before tefillah. Don't miss tefillah because of this washing of hands. All this that Mechaber and Ramah just told us, halacha, is when your stam yadayim means you are unaware that your hands became tamei. If you went to the bathroom, then it's not enough to say, oh, I don't have water, so it's okay. You have to actually go look for water. If we went through this at length over there, if you want, go over there and do a review. Okay, let's move on to Simon Reish Lamed Aleph. Now, the beginning of Reish Lamed Aleph is not so negaya to us because it's not something that we do, but the rest of the Simon is negaya. Haraitza l'spal mincha gedayla mincha katana. Somebody wants to do both. He wants to do mincha gedayla mincha katana. What does that mean? You want to do both? So, Mishavru is going to explain to us. The person wants to do one, the mincha that you have to do, and one, he wants to do a tefillas nedava. So, as we'll see shortly, that we don't do this anymore because we generally don't daven a tefillas nedava. But let's assume that he's talking about at the time that people did daven tefillas nedava. So he says, "Ein roi loy l'spal rishus ela gedayla," that the optional one, the tefillas nedava, should be his first mincha, the mincha gedayla. And his second one, and the second one should the Mincha Katana should be his chiyuv of Mincha. What happens? You have in mind when you daven by Mincha Gedolah, you had in mind to be yotze your required Mincha. Then lo yispal ketanim ki rishus. Then your second one can't be a tefilas chayva. Your second one has to be a tefilas rishus. Avol ein roy lispal tefilas rishus. Says the mechaber, this is not appropriate. Elim kain unless makir batzmi shu zohir v'zorids ba'amid v'daitai lechavim betefilasim ereishu et zayfa. Unless you're so certain that you are the kind of person you're going to be able to be mechavim from the beginning all the way to the end. Basically, this is something that we learned much, much earlier on, that if you're doing a tefillas reshus, you're doing a tefillas nedava, it's not like a tefillas chayva. Tefillas chayva, you're supposed to concentrate from the beginning to end. That's something that we all have to work on ourselves, to try to concentrate on the tefillah from the beginning to end. However, you have a chiyuv to daven. So if you daven and you didn't concentrate, you were still yaitz, so your mitzvah of tefillah, and you were still supposed to say it. However, if it's a tefillas reshus, you can't space out in the middle, right? So you have to dive, you have to be somebody who's oimed al daitai, that you are able to be mechavim me roishem et seif from beginning to end, below hesachadas, without any hesachadas. Avol ena mechavim bayofa, if you're not being mechavim, green and lamely roiv zavchechem, why do I need your extra karbonis, right? So you're bringing as a halber carbon, you're bringing a treifa to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Don't do that. So therefore, we come out the lemaisa bezman is that we're not oimed ourselves that we're able to concentrate the entire davening, and therefore we do not make this option of doing let me do mincha twice for because I want to do one a rishus and one a chayva. We don't do that now. Mincha, let's see the mishnah brura on this. We'll get to the Ramah. The Ramah is more negayat to us. So we'll get to that separately. Let's just we'll probably do that tomorrow. Let's go with the let's see what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. Mincha gedolah misheisha semechza. That's from 6.5 hours. We did this already. Mincha zatana umiteisha mechza lemaila. We went through this at length. But right to spal shnayim, you want to do them both. Achas lechiyav, achas lenadava. One a chiyav and one a nedava. We learned back in Simon Kuv Zayin that if a person wants, he can daven as many times as he wants. Right? Not only does he have to concentrate the whole davening, here Mishabura reminds us there's one more requirement. When you do that, you also have to be mechadish something. There has to be a new aspect that you add to the tefillah, a new bakasha that you add to it. Okay? So both are problematic. Hey, right? We should not do this. Right? So he says we should do the first, we should do the mincha, the rishos, meaning the nedava, and then we should do the chayva. Why? The after, usually, if I have a chayva, I would do the chayv and then the optional. Remember, we learned that the real ikizman mincha is from mincha ketana, not from mincha gedola. So therefore, she ikizman lechatchilu miteisha shayos mechzamayel. That's the ikizman. Shahayizman akrovis tamis b'chayyim, because that is generally when they bought the carbon tamid. Canal v'simur reish lamed gimel, as we just did last week in reish gam lamed gimel. And therefore, in this particular case, you would first do the rishus, the nedava, and then you would do the chayva. Ve'im yispalel. If you did it the other way around, what happens if you daven and you didn't have in mind that it's a dava? And you would daven the second one, l'shem nedava, if you did it stop. Okay, again, this is moving through it quickly. It's not negate us because this is not something that we should be doing. Elim kay makir, what's the conditions that you need in order to be able to daven a tefillas nedava? Like we said a little bit earlier, not only do you have to be able to be mechavim from beginning to end every single word, you also have to be mechadish davar. Efsha, the heichas you make about atzma, you recognize yourself. Maybe you don't have to do something new. From the Torah's mashra that you need both requirements. You need to be able to have in mind and concentrate from beginning to end, and you also need to be able to be mechavim the entire time, and therefore, it's not really something ideal to do. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Yetzer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.